today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now here's Roddy to tell you. You called him Roddy. You messed me up. Here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you might win.
How about a magical trip to Portugal?
Hold on, I gotta start that again.
All right, I'm sorry.
That screams. I'm lazy and I don't care about my life.
No.
That can't Oscar, be to possible. Be fair, I didn't care about my life a year ago either.
Your idea of dressing up is putting on a collared shirt that's not even a dress shirt. It's a little boy shirt. And then you got basketball shorts underneath.
Hi, Linus. There's Linus there. Aww. Hello, Linus.
I'm sorry. He's just wearing a regular collar. Maybe I can put some spats on him.
I'm the jerk. I'm sure.
Yeah, actually, you are.
Really?
And you have 10 years of behavior to prove it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Because we never do it right at the beginning of the show, and we didn't do it yesterday, if we don't do the mailbag right now with your cards and letters and correspondence for all of us, we're going to forget it. And, just be aware of that, okay? So we were doing some camera adjusting, which Mike will now firmly refer to as the breast cam.
Beautiful.
From this point forward.
And download cam. Off the chart.
Cam for Uncle Mikey. Yeah. Should be fantastic. So we're going to open up the mailbag now, tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure, everyone. Happy Wednesday during the coronavirus experience. I hope you're all staying safe and social distancing and doing all that good stuff. Tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, usually done on Tuesday. Let's get right to it, shall we?
I think that's
a good idea.
Let's do it.
Don't you?
Yeah. Don't you? Wouldn't you?
I do. All right. Aaron Walker writes, "Hey, guys, I am the person who sent in the Werner Herzog chickens tape."
Yeah, Mike, do you remember the tape of the director Werner Herzog? It went like this.
The enormity of their flat brain, the enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look
chicken.
A chicken in the eye with great intensity.
intensity
of stupidity.
Hearing you guys laugh and hearing that you enjoyed this audio clip made my day. I work for a small nonprofit that helps low-income folks get access to needed medication and other health services. Noble occupation. Needless to say, it's been a tough couple of months. Why? No, I'm sorry. Just kidding. Thanks for everything you guys do. You make it a lot easier to get in my car and go to work and do what I can to support my staff who do the even harder work. That's wonderful. Love you guys. Aaron. Aaron Walker. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that. Thanks to all of you for mentioning. This comes from us, from Dave Adams. He writes, "Hey, gang. Thanks to all of you for mentioning John Prine's passing on your show. Well, count on it, Dave, in the event that somebody dies, if Rob Spiewak doesn't mention it, there's something very, very wrong."
No, the only death I won't mention will be my own.
Very right. Very well. Right. And if you don't get that thing done that I asked, or make any headway with that thing I asked for, that
priorities.
I really thought you'd attack, but you didn't feel like it. Now I'm nervous already because you didn't do anything with it.
Be not nervous. No, give me 23 hours, all I need.
23 hours. It's a big loss to his admirers. This is John Prine we're talking about. All around the world, he was truly loved. It was very thoughtful of you to pay him some tribute. Thank you for that. I've been a fan of the show in all its forms since the mid-90s. Stay well. Dave Adams from Yarmouth, Maine. All the way up in Maine. Isn't that wonderful?
That's sweet.
We love Maine. Miss
Thank
Maine.
You.
All my family's up there dealing with snow in April.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
They had a trace of snow at Dulles this morning. Did you know that?
No, and we're boiling down here. Super hot down here.
Strange.
Next letter says, hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, Carla, Pony, and Shannon. That's nice to include Shannon, who's been helping us with our video shots earlier. A few days ago, I was driving home from my essential job, listening to TMOS, and eating a small bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. While I was stopped at a red light, I took the opportunity to tilt my head back and dump the remaining Dorito crumbs and Cool Ranch powder into my mouth.
Mm.
Well, right at that moment, I heard Herb Rosemary. I heard Herb Rosemary do one of his famous DJ-isms. I immediately started to laugh. This caused me to do a spit take of Cool Ranch Dorito crumbs all over my dash and windshield. This is great imagery right here. Then I was hoping this part would come.
Yes.
Then I reflexively inhaled the Cool Ranch powder.
Oh, no.
Mike, this is my favorite letter in months. Keep going. It's so great.
This started the coughing jags of all coughing jags. I am not sure how long I sat there laughing hysterically and coughing with tears streaming down my face, but at some point, the light had turned green. A car pulled up beside me and motioned for me to roll down my window. I was sure they were going to ask me if I was okay, and I was going to seize the opportunity to spread the word about TMOS.
Good guy.
Well, this letter's killing me. It's hurting my face. Well, instead of asking about my well-being, the woman in the other car just yelled, "Stay at home." Oh, and drove away. I burst out laughing so hard again that I had to sit through another red light cycle. Thank you all at TMOS for the incredible effort and hard work you do to still bring us a show every day. Well, you're bringing in the show
today.
This
is so great.
The logistics it takes to bring everyone together from different locations and make it sound so seamless and professional isn't lost on your fans. Thanks again, Doug Fernandez. Might be letter of the year.
Yes, so great.
Stay at home.
He was coughing on Cheetos powder, Doritos powder.
Oh, God. Doug's from Miamisburg, Ohio. Also, Middletown, Springboro, and Franklin, Ohio. I got a long commute. That is a great letter, Doug.
So good.
You can correspond with us anytime. Moving right along. Salutations, gentlemen, and Maddie and Shannon. Thank you so much for continuing to do the show during these horrible times. Where the hell are we going? Okay? Come on.
Okay.
You are a daily breath of fresh air. I have a special request for you. If Mike could read some Omé's prize descriptions. What are Omé? What are Omé's
prize? No, it's remember the car in the house I'm trying to buy.
Yeah, remember Oscar's going to win a house.
Rob sent me. Now I know what it is.
Don't think I want a car.
If I have special Omé's prize descriptions in the voice of TV's famous announcer, Rod Roddy, it would make my month. Thanks, and take care. Guy Stewart, Bel Air, Maryland. This is what Rob sent me, all the Price is Right music. Do I have everything I need with this,
I believe,
Rob?
Mike, you are good to go. The only thing you might need is for each one, you might want Oscar to set you up with. Can you tell him what he could win?
All right, so Rob, you're going to have to help with this because you're going to have to tell me what music beds go with each prize here or each item. We have the Big Banana. That's one.
Yes, you
sale
do.
Of the, sale of the Century. The Synth Showcase Setup Bed. That's for the Showcase Showdown, right?
Well, that's usually when they do the first part of the Showcase. And it usually
and
results in something.
Show,
yeah.
Which would be, you know, it's just like... It's time for you to go to Puerto Vallarta with this, but you can't go anywhere out of the country without hand sanitizer. That's right. Molly and Mickey's hand sanitizer made from the bladders of small, tiny eels. Oh, all right, I get it.
And then
I know you have
the last one that goes with the last letter. I think for the first one, you can go with Big Banana. And Oscar,
will
you set him up?
Yeah.
All right.
You can say, can you tell him what he has a chance to win?
Roddy, tell him what he has a chance to win.
Well, it's a chance to go to a Red Sox game with David Ortiz, Bob. That's right, and win $100,000. you will score the ultimate gift from David Ortiz, $100,000 to put toward a down payment or mortgage to send your kid to college. Buy baseball season tickets for life or use however you want. Watch a game with David in Boston and have the chance to give a big poppy big hug to say thank you. And you can bring a friend too. Includes airfare and accommodations and a 4-star hotel. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Yeah. All right. Mike, if I can set up number two, I like synth a showcase for this one.
Synth showcase. Okay, very good. All right.
And now here's Roddy to tell you, you called him Roddy, you messed me up. Here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you might win.
How about a magical trip to Portugal?
Hold on, I gotta start that again.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, right, here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you might win.
Who the doesn't want a magical trip to Portugal, huh? You and a friend will get flown to Portugal for 7 days and 6 nights, splitting your time between Lisbon and Porto Party. It's a kaleidoscopic coastline of colors, culture, and cuisine, with historical sites around every corner. You'll get accommodations in a 4-star hotel. Soak up the region's stunning architecture, hillside cityscapes, and gorgeous beaches. Plus, a $2,000 stipend to use on day trips, museums, or all the food. It can be yours if the price is right, I like little boys.
What? Trips to Taiwan, Rod?
I threw a Rod.
That's a legend.
I mean, they're on.
Yeah. Or true.
Sorry, that wasn't very nice.
Oscar, give him a setup on this one. Yeah. And Rod, I think for this one, you probably want to use Sale of the Century. I sent you that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Okay,
all right, very good.
So, Rod Ruddy.
He's very tan.
Come on. You're focusing on 30 different things. We need you to focus on the show.
I'm running
right
the board.
Now. I know this is stick. I know. This
I'm
is stick.
Board.
Just go.
Okay.
How about Rod, tell him what he's won.
Rod, tell him what he's won.
Oh, tell him what he could win.
Okay.
Could win, yeah.
Rod, tell him what he could win.
Get ready, Mom, for your chance to chill with Ziggy and Stephen Marley at the Beach Life Festival.
All these are real.
You and a friend will meet up with Ziggy and Stephen Marley. Did I say Stefan?
No, I think you said Stephen.
You said Stephen.
Yeah. Well, let's do it again.
All right. Rod, tell him what he could win.
Hey, got weed? Get ready, Mon, for your chance to chill with Ziggy and Stephen Marley at the Beach Life Festival. You and a friend will meet up with Ziggy and Stephen Marley to hang, snap photos, and get to know each other.
Oh, dear. Stephen.
During their rehearsal for the Beach Life Festival, watch Ziggy and Stephen's Bob Marley celebration to honor their dad's 75th birthday from the side stage and enjoy the rest of the festival with Artist Pass access. You'll get a painting by L.A. street artist Mr. Brainwall. Includes airfare accommodations for 4-star hotels and it can be yours. Apple price is right.
All right, Mike, I think for this one, we go back to Big Banana because it's one of my favorite workhorse music beds.
All right.
And we go.
We have four more, correct?
Three more.
I love these.
Okay.
All right. Get ready. All right.
All right.
No, I've got the Oprah thing, the Arnold thing, and then the Big
Yeah, that's the last three. So, but we're going to go with Oprah here. Okay.
All right. I'm ready. All right.
All right.
What music bed do you want for
Banana?
Banana. Okay. I'm ready.
Banana. All right, Oscar Santana, here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you could win.
Get ready for the red carpet live as you meet Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King at the O. Hold on.
The O. The O.
That's like a coliseum. All right.
No.
All right. Hold on. Get ready for the red carpet live as you meet Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King at O, the Oprah Magazine's 20th anniversary party.
You and a friend dies for me.
Anyway, snap photos with Oprah and Gayle. I hope they're not kissing behind the curtain. Then you'll treasure forever. Actually, I don't care if they're kissing. I hope they've had sex. I truly do. I'm Rod Roddy. Enjoy 5 pieces each from the 2020 the Oprah Magazine collection for Talbots. Is that pieces of clothing or pieces of ass?
Great pieces of ass from Talbot's, Rod.
Includes airfare accommodations in a 4-star hotel to get yours.
Okay, for this one, synth bed, Oscar, it's your setup.
Okay, how would you like me to ask?
Have you been with us for the last 22 minutes?
Well, no.
Is he horribly? He's not having fun with this. I can tell.
I know.
This is not the joy that you and I are feeling with this right now.
Because we could do this for four episodes.
We could do 3 hours, and you've got RBF resting bitch face during this, and all you have to say, is, "Hey, Rod, tell him what he could win."
Well, you know, when you said when you said RBF, I thought you meant our best friend. But it was resting bitch face. That's what I heard. Let's go with this, Oscar.
Okay.
Here's Rodney Roddy to tell you what you could win.
To meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry. I stepped on.
Wasn't I supposed to say it?
No, don't do the.
Here's Rodney Roddy to tell you what you could win.
I'm not feeling it anymore. He's ruined it.
Can I try? We want to welcome Mac McIntosh to the stage. Congratulations, Mac, on a perfect bid. How'd you like to reach into the $100 pocket? Excellent. Here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you could win.
Well, Mike McIntosh won't be able to reach into anything while he's self-quarantined, but you and a friend will join Arnold Schwarzenegger at his home for a star-studded fundraising event benefiting after-school all-stars, just like Mac. That's right. When you're going to Rent-A-Center or wherever the hell he works, enjoy an action-packed night of live entertainment, dress-up, photo booths, card games, incredible food and drinks, and more. Includes airfare. They all do. Airfare and accommodations included in a 4-star hotel. That's right. Your accommodations and your airfare all in a 4-star hotel. You can eat. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Now, Mike, you know the music bed for this one. And may I do the setup on this one, Oscar?
Please.
Oscar Santana, welcome to the Price is Right stage, and you're going to play Golden Road. What do you think is at the end of the Golden Road? Rod Roddy, tell him what he could win.
It's a new car! I'd like to win your very own 2020 Audi e-tron Prestige and $20,000 in cash. You can be the proud owner of the Audi e-tron, the first electric car that perfectly combines luxury, performance, sustainability, and fart removal. Cruise smoothly thanks to its dual asynchronous electric motors and a 204-mile long range capability. It could be yours if the price is right.
I signed up for the e-tron. That's my latest omaze.
But Golden Road's a really hard game to win, so good luck.
Oh, my God. All right, where are we in the letters here?
Hello, guys and gals, where we're at.
Oh, I'm totally lost. Hello, guys and gals. Let's talk wine. I have some moderately priced Cabernet recommendations for Mike, Josh Sellers. We've had Josh. That's an inexpensive and very delicious wine. And Grayson, both make very, by the way, Grayson, a classmate of my son's, a lady. And they're both fond of each other. I don't want to go so far as to say boyfriend and girlfriend at 6 years old.
No, not in these times of social separation.
Both make very nice cabs at about $11 a bottle. Grayson is my favorite weeknight bottle. A little higher in price range, Born of Fire.
Have made fire.
Born of Fire is also excellent at $20. Finally, it's a bit of a splurge, but the very popular Red Blend Prisoner packs a smooth punch at about $40. Ooh, that sounds like an expensive one. I sent Rob the links if you're interested. Cheers, Nicholas Villani. Nicholas Villani. Is that any relation to Jim Villani?
It doesn't appear to be. I think it might just be coincidence, but I'll forward you those links and you can take a peek at those wines if you like, if the price is right.
Oh, if the price is right, it's a $40 bottle of wine. Look at that fantastic bottle of wine. Wrap your lips around this incredible $40 Cabernet from Prisoner. That's right. Drink three of these and you won't remember what an asshole you are. That's right. It's wino time, just like 4 p.m. every Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. This can be yours if the price is right. And who doesn't like wine during these terrifying times where we all could die? All right. Thank you.
That's a time.
I thought that was a.
I love it.
That might be rearing its ugly head during the entire show today. Hi, Mike, Rob, and everyone at TMOS. This is George, and I wanted to wish my darling wife, Nitsa, a happy 39th birthday. I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to see her. That's me. I was projecting. I'm terribly sorry. I haven't been able to see her in person in over a month because her nursing home is still under COVID lockdown.
Aww.
Ooh, so she has to stay there with all the...
Oh, no.
Yikes.
A lot of people going through that.
Boy, imagine like a young nurse. If this, she's 39. I bet she's got some. I'd be the guy in that nursing home going, "You must miss your husband. Let me keep you warm." Anyway,
I can let you win at bingo.
What's that? Here we go again. What does that nursing home resident get? It's a new nurse. That's right, a 39-year-old Nitsa will be warming your bed for the duration of the COVID-19 lockdown. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. If you guys would be kind enough to also wish her well, we do. We're kidding around.
Please.
But really, Nitsa, stay safe. I would greatly appreciate it. That's from George. George, I hope Nitsa's doing well. I hope she gets home to your waiting arms very soon. Our final letter says, "Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, Carla, and Shannon, I've been listening to you guys since the WJFK days. It's been a rough few years for me, but through the bad times, your jaw-jaculance and tomfoolery have been a very welcome distraction, so thank you for that. Recently, I did manage to scrape through and finish my PhD.
Nice.
Well done. And I am now in my first year as an assistant professor. Well, that's it. You've won the 10-year lottery, Bob. It's tenure. That's right. F off for the rest of your days as you enjoy a protected job. That's right. Unless during these COVID-19 tragic times the university goes belly up bankrupt, you'll get a paycheck every week, whether you're a complete slacker or not. That's right. It's tenure at a major university. One of the great freebies in the world. Thank you. There it is. So if you guys, tenure. Congratulations. My classes all went online, so unlike many others, I am still employed, so I decided to stop sucking and finally bought a bonus show subscription. Way to go, professor.
Nice, thank you.
I've been catching up on all of them as I write lectures and grade papers from home, which is a very welcome thing in these trying times. Thanks for all you do. Keep safe and keep bringing the funny Dr. L. That's a little cryptic.
That
isn't
was
it?
A name and address withheld. He didn't Dr. want
Love.
His name getting out there.
Dr.
They call
L.
him Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
Yeah, Dr. Love.
Oh, no.
That's right. Dr. Love, everybody. Let's bring him in here right now. There he is. Look at the tongue on him. All right. Anyway, I know. That was gross. So throw open your mouth and we can start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin phase two of our evil project. Or is it phase three? I don't know phases. Anyways, this is the phase in which we put a giant laser on the moon. When the moon reaches its appropriate lunar alignment, it will destroy Washington, D.C. You see, I've turned the moon into what I like to call a Death Star. What?
Ah, nothing, Darth.
What did you call me?
No, nothing.
Rip off! Bless you. Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser.
Scott.
It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh, my God.
What now?
The Alan Parsons Project is a progressive rock band in 1982. All right, why don't you just call it Operation Wang Chung, ass?
Well, what should we...
Nothing. I'm sure Operation Banana Ram will be huge.
What are you saying?
If you were trying to be hip...
www.shh.com.org.
You so...
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It has a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang, pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Figure eight dog. Figure eight dog. Doing my head in a figure eight for you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us from Big Sandy, Montana. Otarashi, Japan. Covington, Kentucky. Seydisfjörður, Iceland.
Yeah.
Seydisfjörður. Seydisfjörður. I'm going to go to Seydisfjörður where my cabin is, and I'm going to have a hydrothermal bath. Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada, and Garfield, Washington. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we want to welcome a brand new sponsor. Basketball is benched, PGA Tour no more, and no one is taking anyone out to the ball game. Mm. Am I right, lady? Mm. It's rough. It's rough, sports fans. I mean, I read about the upcoming NFL draft like it's something that's a real event.
It's the biggest thing. The draft is the most important thing that's happened since the draft came out.
Yeah, until now, Oscar. No sports, no problem, because our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let you down. Stay sane and stay entertained with games like blackjack, hello, roulette, slots.
Oh, slots.
War. Excuse me, my wife might be listening. Slots. And more. Oh, my God. Thank you, my bookie. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's no quarantine on fun. No, there's not. We're indoors all the time. We might as well enjoy ourselves.
Perfect for it.
Thank you, my bookie. And it's not just video poker. My bookie has live casino dealers online. That's right. Oh, my God. My bookie has professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. I will be leaving the show early today. I will not be finishing. I will be busy. And sports fans, MyBookie has partnered with some of the leading esports brands to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. Sorry about that. I've signed up and I love it. Not for the NBA thing, but I'm playing
the game one.
Yes.
I've signed up. I love it. I already have. My account's already open in there, and I love it. We need this now more than ever. We really do.
Please.
We need it. We need it. And you can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win.
Right.
What's not to like? Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. You know it. You love it. You got to use it. MyBookie.ag. You spin. Oh, you win. You get paid. I'm doing it today. I'm going to be self-hypnotizing today.
Today's Mike O'Mara Show is 26 minutes in length. Good night.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited. That really, we welcome them. It's a perfect timing for a perfect advertiser to join us. And MyBookie's awesome. And I did sign up yesterday with me own money, and it was great and easy. And you're going to love it. Okay.
And do remember, it's .ag. And if you have any confusion, you can always click the button on the link on our website. That's the easiest way to access.
Welcome.
That's what we need you to do. And this is not a big deal because it's not a super deluxe recommendation, but I have to tell you that I have been delaying this recommendation for TV. It's a Netflix show that they're promoting out very heavily. It's another one of those British crime shows, but it's one of those, it's a miniseries, so it's just one season, I believe, and it's called The Stranger.
Like eight episodes, I guess, because it's a British one.
It's less than that. I think it's less than that. And it's really, really intriguing, and it's fun, and it's got intrigue. You probably have to put the subtitles on, you know, because it's got the...
I need The Stranger in high school when my hand would go numb.
That's a different thing.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing.
And that's more of a Cinemax show than a Netflix show.
let me look it up so I can explain it.
It was on basic.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No, I've seen I've seen the previews.
Yeah, it usually pops up on the home screen.
This is
when you
the problem with Netflix, this isn't really with the UK shows. This is more for and even some of the Spanish shows or the Brazilian shows. They have licensed every effing show on the planet. So you'll jump into a show. It looks beautifully shot, but the lips don't go with the actual show sometimes.
I hate that. I hate that.
Channel 20 used to have a couple movies that they had when they run when I was growing up. We used to watch movies on TV that they were off the whole time. The Green Berets with John Wayne was off by about a quarter second every time Channel 20 showed it.
So they're dubbed,
and it ruins it. Yeah.
Now, the UK ones aren't dubbed, but you definitely have to put in subtitles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
right.
What's the key that keeps me away from these shows.
But I am okay. I think my setting on Netflix now has subtitles on it. Just because that's just the way
the quiet speak will get that.
My kids put subtitles on all the time when they watch TV.
Really?
And their friends do
so
as well.
My daughter told me, said, "Dad, watch it with subtitles." Mm-hmm. She watched Peaky Blinders, very popular
show. Yeah,
you turned me on to it, and we're watching. We're sitting there, and she's and I just had to get used to reading the subs on it. But 89% like this TV show from Google. Here's the description. A web of secrets sends family man Adam Price on a desperate quest to discover the truth about the people close to him. And at the end, you know what happens? I'll tell you right now, he wins a new car! That's right, a Netflix new car! No, I won't be doing that. I'm sorry. I couldn't help
An Onion headline, speaking of Netflix, Mike, that made me think of you. And The Onion is just so brilliant. They wrote the headline. It said, new algorithm predicts people that like Ozark will watch anything.
Oh, that's BS. Ozark's good. Ozark's
good. So funny, people
though.
That watch Ozark, people that are spoon-fed Ozark, the most the worst credibility television show on the. I love Laura Linney.
Yes,
I love Laura Linney. Sorry about that. There's some work going on here. Yes, we're tearing the house down. I should point that out right now. I will say this: I tried 2 seasons, and it held me. Then they went into a casino that they didn't. As you pointed it out, Oscar, yeah, didn't spend enough money on production.
If you stuck with it, Mike, till the end of the season, there's a payoff of payoffs.
Yeah, but the payoff doesn't matter when it's not believable that in a 2-day period that all this stuff with casinos, they could set the other casino on fire.
They ran
Laura
out of
Linney
budget
could go in and
somewhere.
Hypnotize everybody. So it's just ridiculous.
They had to run. That budget and the set for the casino, I know, bothers you. We've been
Oscar is just asking you to suspend disbelief just for
a budgets,
moment.
And correct me. Look, I know nothing about TV production, but yes, I will tell you this. Other than this fantastic shot you're looking at right now.
How do you like the beard, huh?
You can see it now.
You can. It looks great.
Maybe it should be like this.
It's growing. Growing. I like it.
Ruby.
I can't wait till it gets really thick.
Ruby.
Well, maybe Mr. Gatsby.
All right.
Oh, Oh, are you happy you moved your camera
back
after
in business,
what
Mike.
We did before
back in business. No, I actually got to worry. It's got to go.
Tubby boots.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Top of field. What was I saying? All right, so the other thing about production value, this is what I think, Oscar, not only the cheap sets, but the rush to production, right? The rush to get all the storylines in a hurry, which that just doesn't do
a lot of layers.
No rush to put it on Netflix because they're 14 months between seasons. So I don't know why they're rushing. They have all the time in
there
the world.
There are definitely, I guess, a show like Ozark isn't meant to be believable. It's just meant to take you through the roller coaster ride. Yeah, do I agree, as we talked about before, that the set with the...
It's about a 4.2, Mike.
The riverboat casinos are not believable. Yes, it was embarrassing. They took some slot machines out of one of the producers' basements and threw them into some sort of boat.
Basement?
And that was
it looked like it came from Radio Shack. Yeah. Novelty slot machine.
Oh, Logitech 9630 high definition video camera for computers. Breathe on it and it'll move you out of the shot. That's right. Brush your fingers against this piece of dung and you'll have a real problem. No, I'm sorry.
You look good, Mike. You look good.
There you go. So that's the responsible early evening television.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right.
2 days in a row, I've got the, was it yesterday? No, it was 3 days, 2 embarrassing stories in 3 days. Because people, before I tell you about what I'm watching late at night, I want to warn you that this is absolutely not for everybody, all right? And this is maybe a window into my dark soul, but it is not, it's not something I recommend. It is something that I watched and I am not not proud of.
So do you watch this by yourself or with your child or with your wife?
Last night, Mrs. O'Mara turned in. She drugged me with a melatonin that sometimes if I drink the right amount of whiskey, it has an opposite effect. And it did not register with me. And so I was wide awake, super awake.
Wired.
I mean, ready to go. And I said, okay. And I have now completed my second film in the I Spit on Your Grave series.
Ooh, damn.
This is an unrated film, and it is unrated because it is so brutal. It's brutal, brutal. Hey, Carla? Carla, hon?
I've seen the trailer for I Spit on Your Grave.
All right. Yes. All right. So here it is with the I Spit on Your Grave. It's so embarrassing. It's just so horrible.
Mike, these are trying times, and you know what it is? Not unlike Ozark, it's an escape.
It was a dark escape.
It's quite an escape.
There are points in this film.
To a graveyard.
There are points. And simple plot. Woman gets attacked, assaulted, and gets her revenge.
Mm-hmm. It's a revenge trope. It was very popular. This is probably, what, a mid-late 70s film?
No, that was the original one. I watched that one too.
Then you got a newbie reboot.
Okay, all right. So
then you got one in 2013 that I watched mm-hmm. last night, and then you had, I think, the 2019 one, which was the reboot of the original, and that's the one I watched first. Way back when I watched it, and I have to tell you something, that this particular film, I don't know why I'm so attracted to the plot line where something horrible happens and then she gets them all. Because I think what I love about it is that the bad guys are such bad guys.
Yeah.
And even the innocent guys, that's kind of the slow-witted guy that just went along with everything, he gets tortured too. What's going on? Yeah, can you tell them
just that? Spit on your grave.
On the octet, on the elinye, because it's coming through. Just if they can, with the voices. Yeah. Thank
you. Quieter, please.
Thank you. And you want to pop back in. I don't know if you know I'm watching this. Because I'm embarrassed if you do. I Spit on Your Grave. Watched it last night. And the only problem I have with this one is that it took two times for her to get back to, you know, she went through the horror twice, and I don't need that. So for the people that do this franchise, okay, if you're going to have the brutalness on the woman mm-hmm. part for normal people, I think, like me, I don't want to see that twice.
You don't need it.
I want to see that once, and then I want to see her exact her revenge.
Yeah, like set the setting.
Later.
Set the setting and then go from there.
Now, does it have to be, if you're in for a revenge film, does it have to be a female who is wrong? Could you watch Walking Tall or Straw Dogs? Are those okay too? Or
what do you mean? What?
I mean, revenge films. I mean, that seems to be where you're at right now.
I wouldn't recommend this for anybody. This is this is something that's highly disturbing. What I can tell you is the manners of death that these guys go through. And they're pretty brutal. Last night, very, very in the wee... It really wasn't the wee hours. I think I turned in about 11:30.
Okay.
The very last guy to go, it involved a vice... and it was not play. I mean,
death?
They're not a guy that's going to watch that without going, "Oh my god!"
Death by vice is something I would actually want to see.
Well, it was pretty spectacular. They let's just say,
did the vice kill him or just
realistic?
Did the vice kill him or just make death a little less pleasant?
The vice didn't kill him.
Right, that's the impression.
Because the cop finds him, and by the time he got down there, he reared up and grabbed the girl and was trying to strangle her with his rope ties.
Ooh,
and
sure.
Then he got one in the head.
That's it. Spoiler
movie parlance
alert.
For boom, one in the head. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it. But here's the thing: the first guy, who was the slow witted guy that just was kind of twisted and sick, he got it by getting these little cuts on his body, and then she infected him.
Oh.
So she put like dirt and sewage in his cuts. So by the end of the things, he's all swollen up.
That surprises me because we have a
slow-witted... But they were bad guys, so I like to see him go.
We have a slow-witted guy on this radio show, and he heals wonderfully.
So I'm not proud. Are you guys doing anything in
Cabin
the deep dives?
I watch Cabin in the Woods. Cabin John.
Cabin in the Woods is pretty dark, right?
But this is the thing. There are, I would say, on a regular week, I would not sit down and say, okay, let me take in a good 45 minutes of Cabin in the Woods, because I know it's dark and everybody dies. Spoiler
right.
alert.
Right. Yeah,
But this, the idea.
It's interesting you're watching a horror movie,
idea,
too.
And, I'm not the horror movie guy. But I said, I remember there's like a solid like sexual scene in this, and there's some tension. Maybe I'll wait for that. But then you get back in the film, and you're like, zombies in the middle of the woods. You got Ryder Strong in it, and then you're like, whatever happened to half these actors? So as I'm watching, I'm literally Googling what happened in these people's careers.
He's not enraptured with the movie.
But I
want
to know what happened to these, because these were supposed to be early on, like these breakout stars.
Right.
And then they
went
nowhere.
Some horror movies, Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, you actually have people that go on to great film careers. You really do.
Yeah, one of the actresses ended up on one of those Skinamax series, like the Barely Legal Side.
Right.
She took a different turn. But Cabin in the Woods, for a movie that I saw in the theater when it came out, and then I saw again on cable, and then again this past weekend. Still holds up.
Mm-hmm. You're just giving me my recommendation for the evening. Mm-hmm. I might check it out. Is it JLH, Jennifer Love Hewitt? Didn't she get her start in horror films, Rob?
She broke on the show Party of Five, but got big stardom in... I Know What You Did Last Summer,
that's
which was really
right.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's almost unrecognizable now. Oh, Jennifer. Poor Jennifer.
It's not bad plastic surgery either. It's just too many carbs.
It's not even that. I think I think it might be a lot of wine. She's got that look.
If you want to talk bad plastic surgery, just look at the Marie Osmond commercials for Nutrisystem. That's bad plastic surgery.
And Mike,
surgery.
You want to know how bad it is? That's actually Donny Osmond.
You might call him Wuhan Donny Osmond.
Wuhan-y.
Take a look seriously at Marie Osmond. Almost getting in that. They go to that plastic surgery zone where they don't come back. Where they go into the Joan Rivers territory. You know what I mean?
That? It's really the late tough. Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers did that. And
when he started looking like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I had a hard time listening to his music.
Hi. I've lifted my entire face up. Yes,
for God's sakes,
thank you.
Turn around.
Yes. Oh, Ruby. Well, he's dead. Not ill. Ill of it. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Makes you want to go out, run away, maybe disappear. Don't. Sit your ass down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Meara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
She's great.
She really is. Thank you, dear.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, we're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more opportunities for packages to go missing. Villainy. Luckily, with Ring, you can keep your home safe no matter where you are. The all-new Ring Video Doorbell 3 is upgraded with additional security features. It works on any home with HD video and two-way talk. Video doorbells, security cameras, smart security lighting, alarm systems. Ring has everything you need to make sure your family belongings, they're all safe and secure anytime, anywhere. I've told you about my Ring floodlight cam.
Yes.
I love it. I keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. Man, oh man, have they had some weather up there. You got that picture I sent you guys yesterday with the blown out home that we have up there?
I would say it's almost like not even a window. It's a side of a house.
Yeah.
Since 1903 that is held up.
Wow.
But you got to maintain it. Get a special offer on
Way
the
to
Ring
go,
welcome
family.
Kit. Not my problem anymore. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I know that you boys wanted to... Rob, you wanted to talk about fashion of some kind, or somebody's trying to shill you or
yeah,
do
well,
something
first of
like
all,
that.
I was bothered by something that I saw a week or so ago, and because I think I clicked on it on Facebook, now I'm being targeted. Let me show you the first thing that they put on here. It's called hikersco.com. And, Mike, we in the past have discussed suspenders. Hikers Co., like CO, like Hikers Company, but hikersco.com.
Okay. Right.
And we've discussed suspenders in the past. If I'm going to wear a coat and tie, I usually wear suspenders because I like my pants to stay put. But on an ongoing daily basis, I don't wear suspenders, right?
But most
not
people
1975.
Don't. Most people don't.
It's not Mork from Ork with your rainbow suspenders. So what this is a company that is doing millennial suspenders that go under your shirt.
Mm.
Can you look at these idiots here? You see them?
Okay, I see that.
So what it is, it looks like a shoulder strap and the front actually
attaches.
Well,
I know why they're targeting you for that.
Why is that?
Just kidding. I see it.
Go ahead, say it. It's fine.
Would you excuse me for just a second?
Of course,
Rob,
sure.
Oscar,
yes.
I just want to have a chat.
Can I see? Can I see
you
that?
Can wear them, okay. You can wear them under your shirt, Oscar, and it's like it's a secret. It
they
attaches to the button of your...
Though.
Yeah, they attach to the buttons of your jeans.
I see that, but why would you need those? Because
well,
you don't like wearing belts?
I guess that's the thing. And so this is this company, And it totally, to me, it throws off the notion, I don't mind suspenders if they're going to actually help me. For example, they're pretty much standard issue if you wear a tuxedo.
Right.
Right? Because your pants have to stay where they're at. This is like they're fooling people. So this has bothered me forever because I don't know why they're taking these bearded guys and trying to make suspenders. I don't know what. Hip?
I don't know. I guess what I don't see is, and maybe I'm missing something.
Right.
What is the market for suspenders that go under your shirt? Wouldn't it be easier or cheaper just to have a belt?
I would think so, and I agree with that. However, I think what they're doing is they're trying to cater to the person that, like, as we know from sponsors, the untucked shirt is the fashion of the day. And you can't have suspenders if your shirt is untucked. And then there are apparently people, and this leads me to my second point, there are apparently people that hate belts, which is why today I have been targeted by a company called Bro Belt.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, here's Mike.
Yes.
So Oscar and I were just discussing, we think the reason that the Hiker Co. secret under your shirt millennial suspender is being marketed is because there are either A, people don't like belts. And that brings me to the second point that I got in my Wayfair and on my Facebook target today. It's called the Bro Belt or Belt Bro, I'm sorry. And essentially, it's a fancy like wire tie that you put between two belt loops.
But in front of your face so I can see it a little better. There you go.
And you tighten it.
Yeah, up even closer. Even closer. I want to get a better look at it.
And then a little to the right or left. There you go. Right there. I see what it is. It's like
it's like a wire tie that you put between your belt loops.
Why are people targeting you with devices to hold your pants up?
I have no idea. I think it's because I clicked on the suspender thing. They probably found me that way. But Mike,
did you
let me
click
read
on
some
the suspender thing because you were interested?
I did because I wanted to talk about it on the show because it bothered me. I don't
the
like the fact that
look
the secret-
sexual. They look sexual. They look like almost like if you're going to wear some S&M gear underneath your shirt. It's really
strange.
Well,
the rule look that I'm familiar with are the belt and suspenders.
Yeah,
I've seen that many times
that too.
Up in
and
Maine
also,
with the big
clip-on,
red suspenders and a belt.
Clip-on suspenders because I've you know that's the thing. But Mike, you may ask yourself about the Bro Belt. It's the no buckle belt. Get rid of uncomfortable buckles and belt bulge. It's washing machine friendly, and you won't notice it. Your pants never fall down. All capital letters.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something. Wait, I have a problem with my pants being too tight, not falling down.
Exactly.
Well, let me explain, since you are not a fat man. The fat man, the reason for suspenders, really, ultimately, and that's a fashion accessory back in the 80s, you know, the Gordon Gekko suspenders thing.
Larry.
But primarily, when you're talking about men that wear, so you'll see men with a round, pendulated stomach, massive girth, and suspenders are there because if you do not have that, your room in the belt line just to get over your massive stomach is so significant that your pants will fall to the floor.
Oh.
So there's no
it's
such
like
tight
a push
pants
thing,
as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's why I got back to the issue with Rob, whether he was targeted for that.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's probably why I was targeted, but you know what? I've got a beard. I'm in their age range. If you're annoyed with traditional belts, Mike, we highly recommend you try this. And you know why? It's so stupid. They're selling you essentially a tiny dog collar that you pull your belt loops together. That's how you make your pants smaller as opposed to a belt.
Well, this is for someone who literally is so obese that they have no other way of holding their pants up.
And
they're wearing a shirt over it.
It's an extender for, like an extender belt for a seatbelt. They're giving you the easiest
of latches.
Exactly
what it is. Yeah, you don't, what that is, hold the ad up again.
Yes.
All right. See, I want to
see if there's a better picture. I want you to clue in on this, Rob. This is important for you to know this.
You're obese.
That they sent
this is
you.
For
well, I'm
you.
The first person to say that.
But that is for someone who has gotten so fat that they no longer can find any belt and they want to just sit there and they want to secure their pants. It's for no belt people.
That's exactly, you know what? It hadn't occurred to me because that's not how they spin it on their skinny person website.
Well,
but they
not,
keep
no,
saying
they're not
things
gonna
like,
fat shame.
They say lots of things like, do you hate wearing belts?
Well, who do you think hates wearing belts?
Fat people?
Right.
Also,
during this coronavirus, I will wear a belt when I'm going out to hit a golf ball, but I will not wear a belt if I'm in my house. I'm wearing it right now. I'm wearing my jammies right now, my little short Russell athletic shorts, which is what, you know, there are more elastic waistbands in use in the United States right now. Mark my
words.
Right. There are more elastic waistbands in use in the United States than anywhere. I mean, we are, that's what we're wearing. What is your pant wear right now?
Right
Oscar?
Now,
what
I'm
are
wearing,
you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing jeans and a belt.
He had to leave. He had to leave the house, you know.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Basketball shorts.
Oh, God.
But you're wearing basketball shorts with a dress shirt.
Well, that yeah, I'm fooling
is,
everybody.
That
screams, I'm lazy and I don't care about my life.
No. That can't
Oscar,
be
to
possible.
Be fair, I didn't care about my life a year ago either.
Your idea of dressing up is putting on a collared shirt that's not even a dress shirt. It's a little boy shirt. And then you got basketball shorts underneath.
Hi, Linus. There's Linus there. Aww. Hello, Linus.
There he is.
I'm sorry. He's just wearing a regular collar. Maybe I can put some spats on him.
I'm the jerk. I'm sure.
Actually, you are.
Really?
And you have 10 years of behavior to prove it. So you may ask yourself, Mike, why use the belt, bro? And they've made graphics that almost look like the men and women that are on ladies and men's rooms. And
the belt, bro.
These are the four reasons. Baggy clothing. Recent weight loss. This is good. To your point, Mike. Stomach sensitivity.
There, yes. Yeah. Hello, diverticulitis people.
Sitting long periods.
Sedentary.
Yeah. Let's do the show standing up.
No. Nope. And actually, Mike, I think you might even be able to read some of these copy points.
All right. Hold on a second. Well, let's do it.
Or are
let's
they backwards?
No, we can see. We can read them.
No,
we
can
read
them. I can see it. I'm just moving over to one other screen
right
here. There
these
we go.
Are some more copy points for this stupid item.
Take Connor off in seconds. It's perfect for the bathroom. No unbuckling needed.
Oh. Sorry.
Weight law weighs less than 10 grams. Great for airport security. All right.
So anyway, quit sending me these pants things. I'm just wearing tennis shorts anyway, or basketball shorts anyway. Doesn't matter. Tennis shorts tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're lucky, ladies.
Yeah, tight,
we'll
white
take
tennis
a break.
Shorts.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the white zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty. Don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the white zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can. But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. And now you can ship UPS packages right from Stamps.com. Ship UPS through Stamps.com and get special discounts, avoid certain surcharges, and no volume commitments. Stamps.com lets you save time by printing both UPS and USPS labels and tracking all your shipments in one place. This is really a great thing for Stamps.com. It's a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. So add UPS shipping to your Stamps.com account and do it today. I'm going to do that to mine, and I will be using it. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS for USPS or UPS. It's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. All right.
Yes.
I just wanted to get this in real quick because it's just a throwaway.
Okay.
This is One of the things we've been doing since we moved into the new house is we're consolidating. We're trying to get a handle on insurance bills and all this, and we're trying to get everything down to a manageable level, especially during these difficult times. A lot of guys, you guys are doing the same thing.
Sure,
we're all trying to manage it. So today, Carla tackled insurance, and this is great. Okay, I'd like to send a big shout out to Flo, who's doing such a great job with those commercials. You want to know? Let me explain why you see. Every nanosecond that you turn on an effing television, you see an insurance ad. You see those insurance ads because their profits are so astronomical that they can buy tens of millions of dollars worth of advertising. And you know how they're able to do that? They're able to do that with an eye for screwing you at every turn. Now, I am a client of Progressive with an automobile that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have them. If they advertised, I put them on there. But make no mistake that there are people in these insurance companies, number guys, pencil necks, people that are figuring out down to the nano penny how they can maximize every and squeeze every inch. Because insurance by its very nature is you don't have the money to take care of yourself. We do because we're Mr. Potter and we will sit up here at the top of our kingdom and F you. Rob, I'm not finished. Please put your finger down and we will screw you any way we can. All right. Here's the latest. Southwest Florida. We had a really tough time, as you might have remembered, getting our roof covered for the hurricane damage from Hurricane Irma. All right. So once that was all done, by the way, we also have trouble dealing with the dullards at this local insurance agency we deal with. They're just not communicative. They don't know what's going on half the time. So we're shopping. And what do they all want you to do with these insurance companies? Bundle, put it all together.
Yeah, like the American Pickers, Mike. They want you to bundle it up.
Put it all together so we can have it all. Put it all together so we can have it all. Because we care about you. No, you're greedy. You want every nickel to take from Farmers or Allstate or Liberty or whoever. You want it all. So Carla comes in and she's dealing with it because she knows my blood pressure literally does not allow me, even in the sales realm, to deal with an insurance company. I hate them so much. My father was in the business for 35 years. And we've advertised insurance. I've advertised insurance. It's part of our economy. Mm-hmm. It works that way. But this is the latest. So she comes in. We have just moved into this house. This house was built in 2006. Relatively young house as houses go, right? This is not an old house.
Now it's a new house. My eyes, Jesus.
You sound like Arthur, Mike. This is not
this a new is house. Not a, this is not an old house. So she comes to me. I said, well, so did they give us a competitive rate? I said, no, they're not insuring our house.
What? Said,
excuse me?
What?
Said, no, they're not insuring. She said, they asked me when our roof was built. I said, well, it was built when the house was built in 2006. If the roof is older than 10 years because of the claims that they got, legitimate claims on roofing down in Southwest Florida, they have now, as a blanket, said, if you have a roof that is older than 10 years, we just won't insure you.
Holy
isn't that fantastic?
Well, it must be nice to have that kind of business, right?
Isn't that great? Isn't
to just turn
that's
around?
Just, yeah. That's just them saying, screw you.
And also, you know, it shouldn't surprise us because really all insurance people do, the basis of their job is to forcing people to bet against themselves. They're making you take money and give it to them saying, I'm going to wreck my car. I'm going to have a health crisis. I'm going to kill my wife. All of these things might happen.
That ladder.
That last one there. Yeah. I'm not sure what happened with it. You all right?
No, it depends. It has to do with the age of the roof.
Let me ask you, Mike. Did your realtor let you know this before you bought the house?
Well, no, we're insured. You can't get a house without being insured. We have the same. We have a policy.
Yeah.
But you just can't offer a different rate against it. Yeah.
That's the first competitive rate we got.
Oh,
and
my
they just
God.
Went, nope. Not Jesus. Interested because you had it, because they had a lot of claims on roofs down here, and I think they had the crap beat up.
No more roofs.
And they did. No more roofs. So they said, this is what she says. This is what the lady on the phone says. This is what the biatch says to my wife at the end of the conversation. But if you would like to put a new roof on your house, we'd love to revisit the quote for you. Can you believe that? I mean, I would like to. They're evil.
They're absolutely evil. It should not be a part of our economy.
Did she offer a roofing company that she recommended as one hand wash the other?
She said some call center where she doesn't give a rat's ass. And then they have their cute little, my mother hangs down from the ceiling and Flo comes out of a cornfield. Mm. And oh, isn't she the bland, unattractive woman that everybody can relate to? Isn't that just delightful? Right. Well, don't make Flo too pretty. Don't make Flo too pretty. God, no. We don't want to offend the women out there. Make her slightly homely, because then she'll be funny to the guys. And she, you know what I mean? I swear
to God.
I'll
take an emo over Flo any day.
Yeah. Let's get the porn star mustache guy. Let's get the lizard. And let's get Flo.
Flo is sexier than the lizard.
Insurance.
Flo is hotter than the emo. She's all right.
God almighty.
I think they might just catch her on occasional bad days.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Flo, I don't find her attractive when she dresses up as a man. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. If Thank we had you. To rank I guess all of our
maybe
insurance
Maybe I'm the
people.
Only one there, you know. So.
Well, you just it's got burned. New, you just got burned.
It's a new insurance policy. That's right. But there's a chance you're going to have some damage, which would really be a reason to get insurance. We're not going to cover you because there's a good chance you might have another hurricane. Then we'd have to pay for something you're paying for. Oh, my God. That's right. And we would probably have to shave $1 or $2 million off our incredible cost of living. Boy, it makes me so mad. I hate it more than get me on a phone with an insurance company situation, and I cannot stand it.
Mike, if you like to revisit maybe building a new house, then we could talk.
Yeah. By the way, put that tens of thousands of dollars into your home, and then we'll talk about insuring that because it's nice and brand new. You know what I mean?
We won't have to pay on that.
That's right. Well, in fact, we'll probably have to pay less because of what it costs you. We're not going to pay as much because we'll pay for that roof with depreciation. Boo-da-bee-boo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick my Irish bag, lick my Irish bag, lick my Irish bag. Thank you. Thank you very much. We can go to break now, Rob.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Got a little tribute to the
great industry of insurance. We'll be right back with news you may not need right here. Oh, calm down, Mike. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, Kingston.
Larry.
Hi, I'm Larry. I still use a toaster I won in a World War II raffle. Of all the countries, Mexico makes the best jumping bean. I really don't mind the masculine woman. Hey, what's the deal with trees? I miss bellboys.
Oh.
I like sticky things.
Ew.
The grocery store clerk won't make eye contact with me. God, I miss the sound of manual typewriters, but not the taste. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Hey, it's time to hand out some love.
Nice.
TMOS t-shirt roll call. We love seeing you model our TMOS clothing on social media. Hooray for Mama O'Brien's t-shirt, Chris Caulfield's hoodie, Matt Prisner's t-shirt, and the daddy-daughter matching t-shirts on Todd and Lucy Eerdman. What about that guy, Robert Wood, says t-shirt good.
What about that guy, Robert Wood, says t-shirt good.
And fit for a king, indeed. Thank you, Lisa King. Looking good. Yes, the TMOS t-shirts and hoodies are arriving, and when they do, let's see a photograph of you letting your TMOS flag fly if you haven't ordered yet. By the way, today, buy a t-shirt if you've ever had a bad experience with an insurance company.
That's right.
The money you spend on a TMOS hoodie or t-shirt is money that doesn't have to go into the insurance company's pocket.
And, there Mike, the products, the shirts are easily insured because they're brand new.
That's right. Apps and you can get... I can't say anything.
Full coverage.
Don't have anything to say to that. They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Then post a pic of you smiling, styling, and profiling in your TMOS gear. Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS message, and it helps us in a time of need. Let's do it. TMOS merchandise, because when you look good, we look good. And remember that thing about if you've had a bad experience with an insurance company.
Yeah, buy it.
We're going to sell some shirts today. I'm really excited about that. Congratulations and thank you in advance.
News!
Boo! Oh, man, you know, I know people can take him or leave him, but Ricky Gervais, it just sometimes he gets it. I really love the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he has no tolerance, surprise, surprise, with people who whine about being quarantined in their multi-million-dollar mansions.
Oh, please.
Fantastic. He says, quote, After this is over, I never want to hear people moaning about the welfare state again. I never want to hear people moaning about nurses again or porters. These people are doing 14-hour shifts and not complaining, wearing masks and being left with sores after risking their own health and their family's health selflessly. But then I see someone complaining about being in a mansion with a swimming pool. And, you know, honestly, I just don't want to hear it. It's not that Ricky's happy being stuck at home, but he says, quote, I didn't go out much anyway, and there's always too much booze in the house. He's right. He's right. So the only people that need to bitch are people that are going into a grocery store. Then you have a legitimate right to bitch about your job where you're dealing with people. All right, your guy, Paul McCartney, he is hoping that the coronavirus will put an end to those wet markets in China where they sell freshly slaughtered animals. On the Howard Stern show yesterday, he said, quote, I really hope that this will mean the Chinese government says, okay, guys, we've really got to get super hygienic around here. Let's face it, this is a little bit medieval, eating bats. He added, quote, they don't need all the people dying, and what's it for? All these medieval practices. They just need to clean up their act. This may lead to it. If this doesn't, I don't know what will. They may as well be letting off atomic bombs because it's affecting the whole world. Whoever's responsible for this is at war with the world and itself. And, you know, if this did, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so I don't know if this legitimately sprang from a wet market. But if it did, I agree. It sure looks unsanitary, doesn't it?
I understand that Howard has booked Ozzy Osbourne with Counterpoint.
I don't know. It's got a fresh bat. Fresh bloody bat. It's all right there. Another sporting event bites the dust. The Tour de France has been postponed. Due to the coronavirus, it was supposed to kick off June 27th. There's no word yet on a new date.
What are you going
to
do with all those PDs?
Not
going
to happen.
Not going to happen. Canceled.
Canceled. Postponed.
Yeah, no date yet. So we don't know.
So
if
not
it's
postponed.
Even
postponed. I withdraw that.
If you are still a bad cook when this is over, it's your own fault because you can learn a ton of skills online for free right now. A lot of people are doing weird stuff during the quarantine. Cooking classes are there. Check out the BBC and the New York Times for free recipes and how-to videos. TheKitchen.com, that's without the E, KITCHN.com is another good one. Learn an instrument. Fender has free guitar, ukulele, and bass classes for the next 3 months. They offered it to the first 100,000 subscribers, then extended it to the first 1 million people who sign up at Fender.com.
I've been practicing with my Jew's harp.
Okay, here we go. He always keeps it handy, ladies and gentlemen. He keeps it right there where you can see it. That's
wonderful. He couldn't do that before everyone got
sick.
Well
done. Dang By the way, not everybody can pick one of those things up and get that sound right away.
Well, I'm 1/8 Jewish.
There's a technique to it. Learn a new language if you're a student or have kids. Rosetta Stone is offering 3 months of free online classes. Ooh.
That might be cool.
That might be fun. I might like to do that. Learn to code, Oscar.
Ooh.
You can start learning the basics at freecodecamp.org.
10 print Oscar.
Yeah, use the code TMOS.
I would love to really get good at it and learn how to code and then put somebody I know out of business.
Oh, please.
Anyway, take a free Ivy League course. ClassCentral.com has a list of 450 online classes you can take, everything from nursing to quantum mechanics. So that, and I guess that's from the Ivy League universities.
That's
pretty cool. That's neat. I think that's very cool. And now some quick hits with the Coovy. A woman in Italy was fined for breaking lockdown rules to take her pet turtle for a walk. It's a good turtle. Huh? Why don't you be a good lady? Take that thing home. Put it in a big pot of soup, huh? Come on.
Hey Mike, you know what the snail said that was riding on the turtle?
What's that?
Whee!
Okay, thank you. There's a woman. Look at that. He's amused at his own
joke. Dad joke.
There's a woman who wrote to an advice column for help. She's under lockdown with her brother-in-law, and she's extremely attracted to him. That's a turn on. Both her husband and the brother-in-law's wife are also there, though.
Ooh.
It's pretty interesting.
Naughty, naughty. Yeah,
something's going on. The advice columnist recommended setting boundaries. Avoid being alone with the brother-in-law. Okay. And trying to work on her sex life with her husband. Yeah. Thanks, advice columnist. Thanks, Abby. Anyway. I don't know why. Like, go for it. A couple in Australia was fined more than $1,000 after they posted old vacation photos, and the police thought they were recent and violating the ban on non-essential travel.
What?
That's the police getting a little overzealous. The fine was only revoked when the local news got involved.
Mm.
Oh, we saw your pictures of vacation.
It was 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. What are you giving me a fine for now? Come in.
Oh, those crazy Aussies. A guy in Indiana had $8.2 million deposited into his bank account instead of his $1,700 stimulus.
Jesus.
He called his bank, and the money wound up getting taken away.
Hey, you know what? I'm just glad they're running that well. That program is going well.
They always get you, but what would you do if you saw $8.2 million?
I would lay low, light three of any of the Guadalupe candles, and then hope that they'd never take it away.
Oh, I'd put on gloves and a mask, hit the ATM, and start withdrawing.
A couple in India named their new baby Sanitizer as their, quote, contribution to the fight against coronavirus.
You made snot come out of my nose.
There you go, Sanitizer. Sanitizer, stop playing with the puppy dog. Thank you. People are getting isolation envy where they're jealous of other people's houses during the lockdown. The Coronado National Forest in Arizona locked its bathrooms to encourage people to stay at home, and now people are just leaving their poop outside the bathrooms. Oh. That's nice. That's
gross.
Nice people doing
that.
Yeah,
what about the people that got locked in the bathroom? They're having a tough time. You
know, they're taking pictures of a vacation 10 years ago, and they get a fine, but the bathroom outside poopers are just going off scot-free. Now, the second to last one here. These are quick hits for the coronavirus.
Right.
This is something I am giving serious thought to.
All
tomorrow
right.
evening for, or perhaps, well, we don't do Zoom, but tomorrow evening, I am having cocktails with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and my niece and nephew.
All right.
Here's number eight. You can invite a llama or a goat to your next Zoom meeting for $65.
Oh, Mike, you have to do this.
I'm tempted.
You have to.
I am tempted. I will maybe look it up.
Yeah.
You got to book it.
A rhino
would look just like Rob Ford's engagement pictures.
Yeah. What if we were to get a rhino or a goat, though? Could we Skype a rhino or a goat and just have it in the shot?
We could.
Could
we get a four shot? Yeah.
I think that's everybody would benefit, and we don't. And we just have it during the entire show. Look into that. See if we could do
please.
That. Be better than me doing it with me. What's it going to do with my brother-in-law and sister? Oh, that's cute. Then I'm out 65 bills. A rhino was spotted wandering the empty streets of Nepal.
They see the rhino. They say, Mike has really let himself go.
Yes, look at that.
Dare
yeah,
you.
Maybe it's just me. Mike, what do you think? And you get a one shot of the goat? That'd be fun. Wow, excuse me. And now a little something something. There's a 46-year-old guy in Yamagata, Japan, and he's manager at a construction company. Well, one of his employees, a guy in his 20s, went on a trip to another city recently, so the boss told him to stay at home because of the coronavirus risk. But the guy came to work anyway, and the boss responded by punching him in the face.
Oh, wow.
The boss was arrested. Yamagata, more like Yamagacha. Am I right, ladies? Or Yamagata have you. Or Yamawana. Or Yama wouldn't want to be you. Thank you. There you go. Oh, God. What a dumb show. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here with Rob Spiewak, everybody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the show. Attention DMV denizens. As of today, the DC Metro system is encouraging, advising, and even requesting that all riders cover their faces during travel. Well, talk about mask transit. That bald man wrote that.
I don't mind that.
That pun. Copyright 2020 TMOS. We made it first. There's a good chance that you're risking your life to ride Metro so you can go shopping. What are you, dumb? Don't be a hero.
The solution, the TMOS Shopping Center. No mask, no problem. Be smart. Grab your goods from Target and Walmart. By the way, Walmart, I think, doing curbside pickup now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the bomb. I think that's fantastic. They do it, you know, you shop safely from home and go grab it.
Sure.
And they sanitize it before they put it in your car. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and the banner's right there. Click it like you mean it. We getting people to pay attention to this during this quarantine?
Of course, yes.
Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure you access them through our banner, ladies and gentlemen. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door from Target and Walmart. Breathe easy and no droplets. Metro Man, what do you say about it? Do we get the boom boom?
The TMOS Shopping Center. First of all, in a ride, you're riding the red line of Shady Grove. Next up, Farragut. Doors open on the parade.
No touching. All right, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak for Wednesday. Get your taxes done. We'll have our reporters down by the U.S. Post Office serving aspirin and donuts for everybody.
Frank Herzog is handing out pancakes in Merrifield, Mike, so it's a big day.
Yeah, you're paying for your but taxes, you know, hey, we all paid them, and now we're living on them. Well, both of us. Thank you.
Amy Schumer is a big fan and a good friend with Dave Attell. So when she had her son recently, she wanted to name him Gene Attell Fisher.
Wow, that close.
Until they saw that when the name is spelled out, well.
So do you guys know that Gene, our baby's name, is officially changed? It's now Gene David Fisher. It was Gene Attell Fisher, but we realized that we by accident named our son Genital.
Yeah.
Gene Attell sounds like genital, but his middle name is now David, which is also after Attell, and my dad's middle name is David.
So he's still named after David Attell, but just genital is not to name anymore.
Funny, too funny. Wow.
Now, we had broached it yesterday. We touched on the fact that the WWE is still an essential service.
Florida.
And,
right.
And Florida is allowing it to go on. But Jimmy Kimmel has this question.
WWE will continue to hold matches, but without crowds at the mat. Is professional wrestling without a crowd still even professional wrestling? I mean, at that point, isn't it just an argument on a trampoline?
So, you know, it's funny because the stories coming out of Orlando regarding the WWE were indicative of this situation being exposing people to danger with crowds and stuff. And then this finally just came up. Yeah.
Hey, brother.
It looks so stupid. It's going to look so much more fake if they do it, you know?
Step into a payoff. Ooh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, all right. This will be fantastic.
Trending on YouTube yesterday, some guy did his version of the average COVID press conference. And it's so close to real, it's almost not funny.
Okay.
It's very, very good, I think.
Yes. Well, our current models are projecting this to last anywhere from now to some point in the future. Yeah. What I can tell you with some level of decisiveness is that certainty, even at the best of times, is an illusion. And so what you can do now is wash your hands, don't touch your face, remember to stay 6 feet apart, and try to come to terms with or even find a way to be comfortable within immense uncertainty. In lieu of that, I'll continue to throw up ballpark numbers and projections that can act as a sort of veneer of certainty that you can then cling to like a life raft of meaning within this unfathomably vast and seemingly uncaring universe. Any other questions? Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty good.
That's true.
Meanwhile,
that's what we're all dealing with.
There's a rapper named Wes Tank who is rapping Dr. Seuss records on YouTube. Dr. Seuss books, I should say. He's making records of Dr. Seuss. And here is Fox and Socks. You know what? Dr. Seuss had pretty good rhythm.
Fox Socks, Box Knocks, Knocks in Box and Fox and Socks. Knocks on Fox.
All right, something a little closer to home then. I didn't foresee that. That's why it's fun. Mike, Flagler County, Florida. Where is that?
Flagler sounds like the Keys or Miami, because Flagler was the guy that tried to run that railroad all the way to Key West.
Oh, okay.
And if you're driving out of Key West, you say so. Well, but Flagler was all over Florida, so I'm not sure where the town is, though.
Well,
I'll look it up.
Flagler County, this is a great story that seems to fit your state well.
Is it Flagler City or Flagler County?
I got Flagler County is when I did the search on it. Okay. A lady was arrested because she was trying to do something to promote religion somehow, but she was arrested for putting plastic Easter eggs in people's mailboxes that had pornography in them.
So you're saying you handed out about 100 of these today?
About 200 or so.
About 200 or so?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Place your hands behind your back.
Thank you. Please, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
How am I going to... What?
Stop.
Wait,
just relax. Do not resist, ma'am.
No,
just
but
relax.
The car is
just
on. Why are you taking me...
Because you're driving on a suspended license.
Ma'am, and then,
stop resisting, ma'am. And you're also distributing pornographic images.
I didn't mean to.
Which is a misdemeanor in the state of Florida.
I'm surprised that's a misdemeanor.
Just north of Daytona Beach, Rob Spiewak.
I see. So, Mike, the next time you open up that plastic Easter egg, you might not find jelly beans.
Look at this. It's a Willy.
And let's close with this. I adore this because it's so clever. A lady made a video where she's talking to herself, and she says, this is April me going back in time to visit January me. And you have to think about it. January was not that long ago.
No.
Just a few months. But this is a lady going back in time talking to herself.
Are you here to tell me what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, good news?
Yeah. Great choice. Yeah. Things have never been better for climate change.
No, that's great.
Dolphins in the Venice canals.
Really?
I know.
Okay, well, that's incredible. You know, especially given the Australian wildfires. I think those are going to be the defining feature of 2020.
Yeah, you'd think.
Oh, no?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
They're a pretty big deal. Yeah, your definition of a pretty big deal is going to change.
Okay, so what is the bad news then?
Put a little money in Zoom.
Isn't that a conferencing app?
Yes, trust me.
Okay, while we're being proactive here, actually, if you could just do a Costco run real quick... That's going to save you a lot of hassle.
Costco.
Yes, Costco. Love that. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Please be careful.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, mark it on your calendar. We do the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party every single Friday at 4 p.m., and we would love to have you drop on by and call us at 888-920-MORE. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to join in and bring your favorite libation. We'll be here, and here's a little check. We'll shake it up this week. Everybody with... No, we can drink whatever we want. I'm not going to tell the guys what to drink.
All right.
Drink whatever you want. I might have to go buy the Mia. I'm on keto. I can't do it.
People are really sort of getting to the bottom of the barrel when we had our supper club over the weekend Zoom meeting. Rob Chubbuck was drinking rum and Capri Sun.
Oh, my God.
Gets it done.
God, drink a beer, Chubbuck. Come on. Give me a break. Nah, whiskey for me. We'll see you for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks. That's
should
all.
I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.